Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio. The Federal Reserve cut interest rates for the first time since 2008. What does that mean for you? Hi, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial. And today on our show, Eric will give his experienced advice on how to plan for a secure and a comfortable retirement. Eric, does this interest rate cut concern you for your retirees?
Well, it is a little bit surprising. But it is and isn't. So what's really happening a lot more is internationally, everybody else is driving down rates, and you don't want to be the best deal in the, you know, in the entire world, literally. And so that's what we're starting to be. So it made sense for the rates to actually to go back down. Well, what does that mean to everybody? It's good for your mortgages. A lot of times rates will start trending down, although they don't necessarily follow right away. So it's more of a long-term trend when you're talking about, you know, mortgage stuff. Stuff that really does follow that is obviously credit cards, home equity lines of credit, those types of things that are tied to the prime rate. Those overnight get all changed. And so that's all obviously a good thing too, to have those rates, you know, start to drop back down. But the bigger, tougher part is that just means bonds are going to be super overpriced now. They're going to be lower yielding. And especially if you're doing a bond mutual fund or you're paying an advisor for helping you with bonds, there's a good chance that the fee that they're charging you and the expenses may actually outweigh all the earnings that you're making. A little scary, right? So right. Yeah, you want to have some sort of positive return. And so that means, I think, for more than ever, which we've been doing for, well, since before 2008, is having alternatives instead of using bonds. So that's where you need to have some foundational assets, some steady income assets. You need to start looking at some alternative things because those are just not going to cut it. I mean, if you're trying to, you know, earn 1-2% long term and inflation, yeah, I know the government says it's lower, but we all know it's higher. If inflation averages around 3%, you know, it's like you're swimming and you're swimming, you're looking at the shoreline and you're actually going backward. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it looks like you're making money. No, you're not. Right. It's actually lowering in terms of purchasing power. And so you got to do something different. You cannot sit still if you're 5, 10, 15 years from retirement. You need to do some alternatives. And even for people who are farther from retirement, again, this is where those bond funds could really be hurting you. And by the way, if a lot of times people don't know they have bonds. So if you're in one of those target date funds or lifestyle funds, so if anything with a year on it, so if it says like 2020 or 2030, whatever, you know, some year like that, those are just a mix of stocks and bonds. And then as you get older, they add more and more bonds. So again, that's one of those things where you got to take some time, get educated and say, how much do I actually own in bonds? And what should I be doing about this? I mean, does this make sense to be earning that little amount of money for a long period of time? And there's a good likelihood that the Fed may lower rates one more time because of, again, the rest of the world is so much lower. We don't need to be paying this high interest, even though it's really low interest, which is weird.
So you mentioned alternatives. What else can retirees do to help safeguard their savings from, you know, what just happened with the interest rates or even a recession?
Yeah, so there's several things. So there's foundational assets. So foundational assets are stuff that's guaranteed by somebody. So who is that somebody? Well, one could be the banks. So again, that's looking at, you know, you can look at some of these online bank accounts. Those were over 2%, but again, those really react to the bond market. So those may be dropping pretty fast here. And so you might be able to still do somewhat okay on those. You'll see interest rates at banks start dropping again, even though they just finally started coming up after a decade of being low. And then the next one is U.S. government, which is, again, bonds. And so that's the one that we're saying don't do. Mm-hmm. So that only leaves us really at one other choice, which is insurance companies. And insurance companies, this is good for usually your IRA money, not as much for your normal dollars. But if you've got, say, you know, $50,000, $100,000, you wanted to have safer or you already had allocated to bonds, you can look at either fixed annuities, which are paying, you know, still around the 3-4% range. Or you could also look at the fixed index kind. So those are the kind where they pay you a rate based on the stock market, but you don't lose money. So with those, there's one company I like a lot right now that, you know, these rates, of course, can change, you know, along with everything else. So right now, though, it's paying about half of the whatever the S&P does from year to year. And if it's a negative, you just get zero and you start over, but you don't lose anything. And there's no fees or cost to that. You do have to commit your money to time. So that's the drawback anytime you're talking about, you know, usually like a CD at the bank or any sort of annuity product, you're committing your money to time. So you're, as long as you're okay with those rules and you know the rules of the game going in, hey, those can be a great way to go. And then there's steady income stuff. This is either stuff that's often tied to either real estate or mortgages or loans where they're doing this lending and you're basically helping fund it or you're buying real estate. And most of these are not daily traded in the market, so they're not going up and down with the stock market. And most of these options right now are still in the 5 to 7% range. Obviously, these have risk, so it's a little bit different than having a guaranteed bond, of course, but that is something where it can have some growth and has really good steady income. So, you know, again, this is all these things that you have to be paying attention to. And really what you have to know is what's going on in my situation? What should I be paying and what should I be focused on? And, you know, what types of things matter most? And, you know, income really does matter. And so that's what you want to look at is when you're looking at these different things and saying, okay, what should I be doing with my money? How can I get more income? Well, we've got a report for that. So it's called Income Bridges. And if you'd like to get a copy of this, it's a quick PDF read. It's only about 10 or 11 pages, I believe. And something we can send to you. It's all digital. Don't worry, nobody's going to bug you. All you have to do is text us and we'll send it right back to you. So text the word income to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word income to 800-454-1184. Or you can always find more information or request a copy at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric, we always hear these amounts that we should have saved by the time we retire. And, you know, when I hear $1 million, I always go, oh, my gosh, my husband and I are sunk. We are not even close. But then when I hear $300,000, I'm like, OK, well, maybe we're going to be all right. But I always, you know, you always hear these different things. How much should we have saved for retirement income?
Yeah, that's always a fun question to try to figure out. And, you know, the problem with a number is if you get to that number or you don't get to that number, you know, either, I guess, won or lost.
And, yeah.
And I mean, I just remember in high school thinking that, man, if you made $100,000, you'd be so rich. And now Stanford, I believe the number is 125, that if you qualify for Stanford and your family makes less than $125,000, they'll let you in free.
Really? Oh my gosh.
So that's how much that's changed over time, right? So you got to watch out for those numbers because, yeah, you might get there. You might not want to be where you got.
Right.
And so it really depends more on your situation. And of course, we always go back to the income plan, you know, knowing how much income can you get? Because it doesn't really matter about how much assets you have. It's how much income. I mean, if you worked for the government or you're maybe a teacher or something like that, and you've got a really great pension, you know, and your pension's going to cover almost all your income needs. You could probably retire with $100,000 or $200,000, right?
Nice.
Because if you got enough pension, but now fortunately most of us don't have those pensions. So then it also comes down to, well, where are you going to live? You know, I mean that's also why we do have that report, you know, about income. And you know, if that's something somebody would like to get, you know, again, getting that, knowing where your income's coming from, knowing where that money is coming from is so critical today. And a lot of people are just thinking asset allocation, all these other things. It's like, no, it's all about income. So if you want to get a copy of that, all you have to do is text the word income to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word income to 800-454-1184, or you can always go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Have you done your homework yet? Yes, I'm talking to you. Have you done your homework yet? Just like mom always made you finish your schoolwork before playing, you have some homework to do before playing in retirement. This assignment is called Finding the Income Gap. Once you know that, Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services can help you with the rest. To start your assignment, just text the word income to 800-454-1184 to get your complimentary copy of Eric's Guide to Building the Income Bridge for Your Retirement. This Income Bridge Guide will show you the three simple steps you can take to create income in retirement. By the time you're done with it, you'll be able to easily calculate how much income you need for your retirement plan, so you can enjoy the financial independence you've worked so hard for. So to get this complimentary report, text INCOME to 800-454-1184. Text the word INCOME to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. They have strategies that can help you in minimizing your fees and even lowering your tax costs. And wouldn't that be nice to worry less in retirement? All right, Eric, it is time on our show now for you to enlighten us with another financial fail. What do you have for us this week?
Well, in light of a lot of stock market volatility, it's always good to kind of remember, you know, what exactly to be paying attention to. And so I've got several times I've had clients where they're saying, hey, yeah, I'm going to, you know, liquidate some of this stock, but, you know, I'm just waiting for that next $10 number or that next, you know, whatever number. And then, of course, what happens? It starts going down. Oh, well, you know, I'm just going to hold on to it a little bit longer because now it's down. And then it goes down again. Okay, well, maybe just a little bit more. And then at some point, they finally freak out and just dump it. And that's the wrong thing to do. You know, and I see this all too often. And the hard part about all of us is we're all emotional beings. We all have that irrational side of us. So, you know, there's been tons and tons of studies done on behavioral economics and all these things. And the pain of loss is twice that of the joy of gain. So, you know, us as humans will do as much as we could possibly can to try to avoid that pain of loss. Well, then what does that do to us? Well, that makes us not want to ever take that loss or you know, run. And sometimes that loss isn't a loss, right? I mean, you could have bought the stock at 50 and it hit 100. And now you're lamenting the fact that it's only 80. Well, okay, you still made a bunch, right?
So, yeah.
So focus on what you've made, not where it once was. And, you know, so anytime you invest in anything, and I mean anything, you should always know these couple questions. First and foremost, what am I investing in? Sounds pretty obvious, but you'd be amazed at how many people go, oh yeah, I just put this in this great thing and it does this and that. And you're like, what is that? And then they don't really actually know, but it sounded good at the time.
Right.
So if it's not a stock, where it's a little bit more obvious, you know, but if it's some sort of fund or partnership or whatever it is, you know, make sure you know what it is, you know, first and foremost. I mean, there's a lot of people calling stuff different things where it's really one thing, like the laser fund, which is really just life insurance. And, you know, that's probably the one I see the most of, is where people are renaming life insurance something else when it's life insurance. So,
yeah,
you know, so make sure you know what it is first and foremost. Then why that? Why that over other options out there? So, you know, you really need to be able to articulate why I'm picking this tool, this you know, this financial product. And then lastly, how am I going to get out of it in good and bad? So you can't just, everybody's always knows when they're going to sell that stock when it goes up. Most people don't think about when they're going to sell it when it goes down. And, you know, so those are the things that people really need to have, those rules. So again, you got to know what is it, why that, and then how am I getting out up and down either way. So you have to know both numbers, and then that'll help take some of that emotion out and get back to, you know, a little bit more rational thought.
All right. Very good. We all know that before anything is built, there's a blueprint and it provides a reference for the intended finished product, right? And it's always good because that's the pre-planning phase and it's designed to help make sure you have a successful product in the end. And when you are building that financial house, how do you explain to your retirees or maybe pre-retirees, Eric, what's needed to help them, you know, have that confidence in a retirement plan?
Well, there's five areas of our process, which we call creating the blueprint to worry less wealth. And one of the most critical ones is obviously the most critical for retirement, which is income. Yeah, if you don't have income, you're not retired. You're unemployed. So you got to have that income. And how are you going to get that income? You know, what sources? That, of course, then leads to investments. So, yeah, where are those investments at? How are they allocated? And then the next one would be taxes. What's the tax going to be, not just 1 year, 2 years, but throughout your retirement? And how do you lower that tax over your lifetime, not just 1 year? Obviously, you got to be thinking about healthcare. And lastly, legacy, who's going to get your stuff? So, you know, really when we're first talking about retirement, you know, you got to look at that, those, that blueprint and that foundation of income. And the math in retirement is so much different, just totally different than the math in, you know, while you're working, where you're just accumulating and saving up that money. You know, those ups and downs of the market don't really matter much, because if you had it at the beginning, end, or middle, it really comes out to the same rate of return as long as you're only accumulating and not withdrawing. Once you start taking money out, you can't get those shares back. Those shares don't recover. They don't come back when the market jumps back up, because you spent them. You know, you lived on them, you enjoyed them, and you know, you needed the money, right? So what happens then if you're taking out this money and there's market corrections or there's downturns? You know, you need to have options. And so again, that's where we go back to having different options in terms of foundational money, steady income money, and the market money that the 401k basically forces you into, and the only choice that's in the 401k. So, you know, these are the things that you need to be thinking about. And, you know, what we've actually done is we've actually created a retirement checklist of how to plan for retirement, what kind of income things do you need, and, you know, what are these things that you should be thinking about? So if that's something you'd like to get a copy of, it's just something we'll text you the link back to for you to download it. No, don't worry, nobody calls you. We don't bug you. It's just, you know, getting that report. We want to get you that information. And then if you want to do more from there, then you can obviously contact us. But, you know, if you just want to get this report and really kind of get some more information about what should I be doing today, what should I be checking off on those boxes to make sure I'm set for retirement, all you got to do is text the word checklist to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word checklist to 800-454-1184, or you can always go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric, tell us where soon-to-be retirees or even retirees will get their income from, and how many sources do retirees typically have?
Well, the weird part about retirement, and one that stresses so many people out, is always, where's the paycheck? Mm-hmm. You're used to getting, you know, maybe twice a month, every other week, weekly, whatever it was, you got a pretty typical amount of money in your account and didn't have to worry about things, right? So, you know, you knew how much money you had, you knew what you could spend, and it was just kind of go from there. So it wasn't that hard to do, and it was very simple. Well, once you hit retirement, now it's about lots of paychecks that equal that, you know, lots of littler paychecks that hopefully equal that same bigger paycheck. Obviously, the big one's Social Security. You know, we all can get that. So that's one thing. And knowing when to take it, how to take it, there's a lot of stuff that you need to do. And we actually do a lot of talks on that and have a lot of workshops on that. So that's something you can always find on our website at wealthcreatorradio.com. You can find those events. But really, beyond that, you might have a pension, but so many people don't now. I'd say probably 90% of us don't. And so then it's all up to you. Now it's up to those different sources, those IRAs, those 401ks, just the individual savings. And how is that money going to come out? What's the best way to take that money? You know, a lot of times you'll hear accountants say, oh, don't touch your IRA. Don't touch your IRA until you're 70 and a half when you have to take it. That can be some of the dumbest advice out there. It just blows me away. Because if you look at the taxes, you might be in a lower bracket, especially if you're in your early 60s. Then once you turn on Social Security, your bracket goes up. And then once you hit 70 and a half, you're definitely going to have Social Security on. You're going to have to be taking money out of your retirement accounts. You're going to be probably in the highest bracket. So what you need to do is smooth that tax out over that whole period of time. So depending on when you retire, you might want to be taking some from your taxable accounts, some from tax-free, some from, you know, normal money like bank account money, stocks, investments, other things. So you really want to kind of do a little bit of everything so that way you can blend that tax rate and make it lower. I mean, not only is income much tougher, much more complicated in retirement, but taxes are probably five times as complicated as they were. And again, this is one of those things where none of my clients believe me until they retire. Uh-huh. And about a year later, they all tell me, oh my gosh, my taxes are so much more complicated. And, you know, and so it's just because you have choices, right? So you've got more options, you got more ways to do this. And, you know, that's really going to be the tougher part for most of us, is how to lay that out, how to plan that out. And, you know, it can be a very, very tough thing to do. And again, that's where sitting down with somebody and going, okay, how do I lay this out? What's the best way to take money? You know, how do I not overpay in taxes? Because a lot of people, what they'll do is they'll just take money from here and there, and then all of a sudden, you know, the net cost was higher and they ended up paying way too much in tax, or maybe they've got rental property and they didn't know how to get out of it in a tax-free or tax-favored method. So that cost them a lot of taxes, and that may have driven up their Medicare premiums, and all sorts of other stuff may have been a result from this one action. It's much more complicated. You need somebody who is a specialist, somebody who really knows what's going on in retirement versus just accumulation mode. And that's something that we can help you with. If you want to text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184, again, text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com and you can book your appointment right there.
Have you done your homework yet? Yes, I'm talking to you. Have you done your homework yet? Just like Mom always made you finish your schoolwork before playing, you have some homework to do before playing in retirement. This assignment is called Finding the Income Gap. Once you know that, Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services can help you with the rest. To start your assignment, just text the word income to 800-454-1184 to get your complimentary copy of Eric's Guide to Building the Income Bridge for Your Retirement. This Income Bridge Guide will show you the three simple steps you can take to create income in retirement. By the time you're done with it, you'll be able to easily calculate how much income you need for your retirement plans, so you can enjoy the financial independence you've worked so hard for. So to get this complimentary report, text income to 800-454-1184. Text the word income to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman, and you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. You know, the guardrails on a bridge are there for a reason, right? To keep us from tumbling over the edge. And also because you're just going to feel more confident about crossing that bridge because you do have guardrails. Eric, how can we get that kind of confidence with our own retirement plan?
Yeah, well, as you know, I do a lot of cycling. There's some spots where you know, there are some good guardrails, and then there's some spots where you go, you know, like if you're going up to Mount Hamilton, up to the observatory, not very many guardrails and not much room on that shoulder.
So, I'd be hugging.
Yeah,
so
there's some that make you a little bit more nervous than others. And, how do you put those guardrails, like you're saying, and how do you kind of make sure that there's a little bit more confidence? And that's really, I mean, the reason why I named my book, my process, Worry Less Wealth, is because my mother was our chief worrying officer. She would always worry about this and worry about that, and how am I going to retire, and how am I going to do this stuff? And so, you know, that's why I do what I do, actually, is because we want to make sure people can worry less about all these things and enjoy life, because there's nothing worse when you're worrying about something. You cannot focus. You cannot be present. You cannot be doing the things you want to do if you're all of a sudden you're thinking about this or that. And, you know, especially as people get older, they've got more time on their hands, so they turn on the TV more. And then, you know, you've got like an hour of news that's talked about for 24 hours.
Right.
And so like, how much deeper and crazier can we get on the same subject? And, you know, it just makes people actually heighten their worries and heighten their concerns. And so, you know, how do you get around that? And what are those kind of, like you said, those guardrails? How do you protect that? Well, the scariest thing to me is anybody who's trying to retire and 100% of all their money is in the market. I mean, like, you know, Fisher Investments, they've got that great line, "I hate annuities and you should too." I just love that line. It's great marketing, brilliant marketing. And what's the reality? Well, so that means he's putting you 100% in the market always. So when the market goes down, where do you get your money from? Well, the market. So then what happens? You're locking in losses. You have no options. You got no place to run. And to me, that's just so crazy. There's all these studies that have been coming out of various financial schools and There's Chicago Finance that has one that's really good about talking about how you have to have nowadays some sort of guaranteed income. So if you don't have a pension, you really have to have some sort of lifetime annuity, some sort of lifetime income, which of course Social Security is that. Social Security is a lifetime annuity. People don't think about it that way, but that's literally what it is. And so, you know, you need to have something like that because there's a good chance you're going to be retired for 30, maybe even 40 years. And that's a long time. And if you don't want to be worrying about money, running out of money, like most every American does, then, you know, you need to have some sort of protection. So, you know, those are foundational assets and stuff that, you know, where your money is guaranteed. So that's why people have some money in the bank, right? So that way you always know you got something there. It could be those insurance products, those fixed annuities or index annuities where the money is protected. It can't go away. Now, the variable annuities, oof, those are ones I would really try to steer away from. The fees, the costs, the gotchas. Wow, those can be just really, really, really hurt you. So, you know, those I would say 95% of the time they're not in the best interest of the client. But unfortunately, the people who sell those aren't required to do stuff that's in the best interest of the client. So, you know, so that's one of the things that you got to really watch out for. But, you know, those foundational assets, those things that are guaranteed, truly guaranteed, you know, those could be one area that can be a guardrail. You know, the other thing is just having some steady income stuff, some stuff where, you know, if you got $1,000 of dividends coming in every single month, then, you know, you don't need to sell off $1,000 of shares or, you know, funds or anything else. Right. So that'd be the other part is if you've, you know, got that money, that cash flow coming in, then you've got a lot more options. So again, if you've got that foundational and steady income money on top of the market money, now you've got some guardrails against the market. Now you got some protection where it's going to at least kind of hopefully keep you steering you in the right direction. So, you know, I think it's the critical thing that a lot of people need to have in the retirement. Again, unfortunately, you know, they don't really think about that. And then the 401k, you know, forces you to have only market money. That's only options I've ever seen in any 401k is all 100% stocks and bonds, which are all in the market. So, you know, those are the things that you really want to really don't want to watch out for. And you really want to be thinking about is how can I have, you know, that money someplace else? And of course, what's the other risk you got with the market? Those crashes, that volatility, that up and down. So, you know, none of us like to have that market money go down, but we all love to have it go up. And so that's why you do it. You need to still have that for that long-term growth. But how do you understand and how do you know when you should take action, when you shouldn't? We've actually come up with a quick little PDF that we can send you. It's called Understanding Market Corrections. It's only, I think, 12 pages long. It just really kind of gives you some insight about should you act, should you not act? When does it make sense to do, you know, switch from one to the other? And, you know, what does a market correction mean? And so that's something that we'd really love to get to you. It's really critical information. And of course, the biggest thing is the five things you should do during a market correction. And so if you want that report, all you have to do is text the word market to 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. Again, text the word market, 800-454-1184. Or you can request it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Let's talk about the impact of taxes on our retirement savings, Eric. That's a big issue. And I know that is, you know, one thing that can cause us to fall off those guardrails on a bridge, right?
Yeah. Taxes are either huge potholes or maybe
potholes.
Maybe even just a huge gap in the bridge or something, right?
So yeah.
You really have to be focused on taxes in retirement. And yeah, I said earlier in the show that every retiree I work with says, you know, I tell them the taxes are way more complicated in retirement and they all don't believe me. And then they all come back and say, yeah, you're totally right. And the, you know, let's think about it. Well, when you get your paycheck, not much you do, right? You get your W-2 at the end of the year, do your tax return, and that's pretty much it. But when you're retired, well, where do you take your money from? Do you take it from your IRA or 401k? That's 100% taxable. Do you take it from your Roth? Kind of like a recipe, right? You can put all these different ingredients in it, and sometimes it comes out tasting great, and sometimes it goes right to the trash.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you don't want to do is have your income go to the trash. You don't want to be killed by taxes. And lots of times people are doing the retirement income absolutely backward. And it's mainly because they're talking to tax advisors that are trained to save you money today. Well, you know, if you can save, let's say you can save 5% today, or you could save 20% for the next 5 years, which one would you want?
The higher,
right? You want the 20% for the next 5 years.
Yeah.
You know, so, but what happens is you only ask them the question of, how do I save taxes today? How do I pay the lease today?
Right.
So they answered the question you asked, but you didn't say what's the goal. And a lot of times you may not even be thinking necessarily what the goal is, but the goal is really to have the lowest taxes over your lifetime, not just 1 year. Now, most financial advisors, you know, that you talk to, they're going to have this statement saying, we do not provide tax advice, seek, you know, a tax professional. I mean, the reason why I got trained in tax was, and I got licensed to do taxes, is because I need to have that information. If I'm talking to people about 401ks, IRAs, dividends, capital gains, Roth, all these things are all tax related. So it's kind of crazy when I hear that, when people say, oh, we don't give tax advice, but we're going to only talk about all your taxable accounts. And so, you know, how can they really understand what's going on? And so, you know, if that's something where you'd really like to get that more information, we do actually have a list of a lot of events on our website, but you can also text the word invite. This would give you a list of all the coming up things that you could be invited to, the various workshops. If you want to text the word invite to 800-454-1184, again, text the word invite to 800-454-1184. Nobody's going to call you. We'll just send you the list of events. And if you want to sign up, you can. But again, text the word invite to 800-454-1184, or you can go on to our events tab at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Who will help you get there? You spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money, and now you're nearing retirement, or maybe you're already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to decide where to go next. Will your retirement include travel? Do you have a guide to help you get there? The team at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services have helped hundreds of families create their retirement roadmap. Don't let financial limitations take you off course in retirement. Eric Heckman and his team want you to have the retirement you've worked so hard for. Come in and meet with the team at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. They will help you create a retirement roadmap that's tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals with their trademarked Worry Less Wealth process. To schedule your meeting with Eric Heckman and his team, just text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial, and I've got a special guest this week here, and his name's Roger Gaynor. He works with my firm, Heckman Financial, with our registered investment advisory firm, and he's up in, San Rafael, Marin County. I guess, I don't know how you like to say it better, but the North Bay from our South Bay position. So, and, you know, the main reason I wanted to have Roger in here is because there's a lot of people, you know, there's World Financial Group pushing, you know, this whatever fund, and then there's other people calling it the laser fund, and all these things are really just life insurance. And sometimes people go, oh, life insurance, it doesn't make any money. And that's usually because they bought it totally wrong, or they had it set up wrong. And yeah, you know, so talk to us about life insurance as really kind of more of a tax saving tool, a way to build up more money, and really an alternative asset class, right?
It is an alternative asset class. And what we've been doing strategically with clients is building up cash positions. We're overdue for a recession. I think pretty much anybody that's been paying attention the last couple of years have seen the storm clouds gathering. And so where's the safety going to be? And that's in cash for most people. But unfortunately today, cash doesn't pay very much. So using life insurance and structuring it in a particular way, you can get yields as high as 3%, 4%, and even 5%, all with guarantees of principal and tremendous amounts of liquidity. So you get compensated nicely, since it's also tax-free, again, if you use it properly. compensated quite nicely instead of taking risks in the stock market here. You know, most people are only projecting maybe a 4 or 5% annual rate of return over the next decade, really. So that doesn't mean that there won't be good times. 2010 was a good time.
Right.
You know, people didn't always notice it because they were still feeling lousy from 2008 and 9. But those rebounds, that's the best time to be in the stock market. But I like to see my clients get compensated all the time, and I hate losing money. So yep. Life insurance, when you can get those kinds of rates of return tax-free, be able to access the capital anytime, becomes a very powerful alternative. And it also helps to reduce volatility in a portfolio. If you've got securities, a lot of folks, especially as they either are approaching or just entering retirement, can't really afford to lose money. So strategically, I'm sure a number of your clients ask, well, how can I reduce volatility? Shouldn't I put bonds in the portfolio? And it's funny, I have a podcast being released about bond funds and the inherent risk in bond funds, especially today when we see interest rates so low.
Right.
Can they go lower? Sure. They have negative interest rates in Germany and Japan and a number of places around the world.
Yeah. Denmark has a negative mortgage rate.
A negative mortgage rate. Yeah. You borrow money and you pay back less. It's very strange. And last week, Alan Greenspan came out and said, we might go negative here too. And if we go negative, then your bonds aren't going to get hurt. But increases in interest rates are bad for bonds, and they're really bad for bond funds. But if you use a whole life policy structured properly, higher interest rates mean you're going to get a bigger dividend. So, you know, you want to position yourself for what's likely to happen. I'm not here trying to call markets, and you just put yourself in the best possible position for what's coming. And a whole life policy.
It just gives you options. I mean, I think that's the biggest thing. Because if you need to take income that year and then all of a sudden the market's tanked, like say it is another 08, well, then you can go grab that money from that life insurance tax-free if you do it right. And you didn't lock in any losses. There's nothing that you know.
That's exactly right. You know, we call it the bucket approach. I'm an RICP, a retirement income certified professional. And that is the bucket approach. It's one of the more powerful ways to structure your retirement income is to have a safe source of cash so that when markets aren't cooperating, they're not going up, and you need to draw money because the bills keep coming in, you still got to eat, and you want to live.
Right. No, definitely. And then also sometimes just for opportunity. I mean, in 08, I actually had a client who had went to one of the home auctions, and he was buying these homes up in, it was actually Vallejo area, that were formerly 400 grand, and he was paying 120 for them. He wrote a check from his equity line of credit. It cleared, and then the bank sent him a note. We've shut off your line of credit, because that's back then banks were doing that. They're shutting down lines of credit.
Right.
And he wanted to go buy another house. What did he do? We took it from his life insurance. That life insurance, he bought that house up there. And
they can't cut off your access.
No, they can't change that. It's a contract. They legally have to be able to allow that. They can't just go and say, oh, no, we decided not to let you have the money.
Well, and there's a very long, over 170-year history of that liquidity, of that stability, of those institutions thriving in good times and bad times.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm looking for, is that safe haven. And most of my clients are looking for that.
Right.
And to get a competitive rate of return and tax benefits on top of it, you know. It's a powerful combination.
Yeah. Again, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman and Heckman Financial, and here with Roger Gaynor. And you know, if you do want to get a little bit more information and find out, you know, what are those top retirement planning issues that you should get, you know, what things should you be focused on, you can text the word retirement to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word retirement to 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com. So yeah, getting back to the life insurance part of things, you know, lots of times it's a good tool for what we like to call non-qualified money, which is in essence, you know, maybe you've sold off some stocks, or maybe you got a bonus, or you know, you just got cash in the bank maybe, and you want this money to grow. But you also don't want to be paying that tax, because a lot of times people don't realize that if you just put money in the bank, oh yeah, I'm earning some interest, but they don't even think about the taxes. And it's like, oh, hold it. This little line on your, you know, on your 1040 starts getting bigger and bigger, and it starts eating up more and more of your money, and you're not even using it, right? So, you know, talk to us about like how do you use it for tax savings for a lot of clients?
Okay. Well, it's interesting. The insurance company, and most of us think of life insurance. We think of, oh, I've got a mortgage. I've got kids that are going to go to college. I haven't saved everything I want to save for retirement. So I want to spend as little money as possible. I want the lowest possible premium to buy a death benefit.
Right.
And that's the traditional use of life insurance. It's not using a life insurance necessarily as a financial tool, an accelerant on your returns, or a tax shelter.
Yeah. I mean, in those cases, that's where you want to buy term.
That's right. You want to buy term, maybe start a little bit of permanent insurance because of the way it grows over time. But mostly you want to take care of, if I die, is my family going to be okay? Is my business going to be okay? Are my kids going to have a future?
Right.
And that is the traditional way. It's interesting. Insurance companies set the minimum price. So if you need $1 million worth of death benefit, they'll tell you, pay us X thousands of dollars based on your health and your age. And, you know, if you die, we'll give you that $1 million. But to do what we're talking about doing, you want to put the maximum in. So back in the 80s, we used to take out a $100,000 life insurance policy and somebody would drop $100,000 in. And they'd use that as their working capital. A lot of real estate investors were doing this. And the banks cried foul and they went to their congresspeople and they said, if you want our campaign contributions, you're going to have to stem the flow of money out of banks and into insurance policies. So the government created formulas that cap the amount you can put into a life insurance policy in a given year.
Right.
Now, that's interesting. Why would Uncle Sam even care? It's because they understand how powerful this is. If you're getting 4% internal rate of return on a whole life policy, if you're in a higher tax bracket, especially here in California, you got to go out and earn 6.5-7% to give you the same amount. Because it isn't what you earn. It's what can I spend.
Right.
At the end of the day, it's all about what can I spend. That's why I focus on retirement and how much money we're going to have available to spend. And that's net of taxes, net of fees, net of market losses. So this type of strategy can give you a tremendous amount of leverage to take advantage of opportunities like you talked about. I can tell you some great stories. I don't know if we have time today about how people have used those cash values to buy other businesses. You talked about clients buying homes with them. I had a grandfather who bought high rises in Manhattan in the 30s using the cash values of his life insurance.
Wow.
There's a reason they say cash is king. And, you know, there's only five places you can put cash if you count in the mattress or under the mattress. But savings accounts and CDs aren't paying very much. And when you earn interest in those, you pay taxes on them. You can buy a fixed annuity or you can buy fixed life insurance.
Yeah. And so, you know, I mean, that's one of the things that you really have to know the right numbers. And that's the key.
Well, you have to work with somebody who understands the bigger picture and how this fits in. It's not an investment. I never tell people it's an investment. It's a tool. It's a financial tool. It's a great place to keep your liquidity. That's why so many people of wealth use life insurance contracts to park their cash.
You know, I mean, that's something that if people do want to get a hold of us, go on to wealthcreatorradio.com, or you can also text the word retirement to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word retirement to 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com. Thanks for having you, Roger. It was great having you here. And
appreciate it.
And with that, we'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio.
Have you done your homework yet? Yes, I'm talking to you. Have you done your homework yet? Just like mom always made you finish your schoolwork before playing, you have some homework to do before playing in retirement. This assignment is called Finding the Income Gap. Once you know that, Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services can help you with the rest. To start your assignment, just text the word income to 800-454-1184 to get your complimentary copy of Eric's Guide to Building the Income Bridge for your retirement. This Income Bridge Guide will show you the three simple steps you can take to create income in retirement. By the time you're done with it, you'll be able to easily calculate how much income you need for your retirement plans, so you can enjoy the financial independence you've worked so hard for. So to get this complimentary report, text income to 800-454-1184. Text the word income to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is in his 27th year of helping people have remarkable retirements. You know, Tiger Woods has a golf instructor. Tiger Woods is a pro, and he actually has a golf instructor for his swing. So think about it. There are a lot of people who can help offer the same type of guidance in coaching with your retirement. And Eric, I want to get into the different types of professionals that are out there. I can't imagine heading into retirement without somebody by my side. Tell us about the different types of financial professionals and what they all focus on.
Yeah, well, it's just like you as an adult trying to go to the pediatrician. You know, you could do it. You're going to be a lot taller than all the other patients, and you get a lollipop, which is nice. But it might be just a little strange.
Yeah.
And, you know, so again, with retirement and investments and everything, you know, there's different people that do different things. So a lot of people, I'd say maybe 75% of all advisors out there are really wealth managers. And what I mean by that is there's somebody who says, hey, you got 100 grand in a portfolio or an IRA or whatever, we can help do better or you know, make that money grow more by doing X, Y, and Z. And that's really their focus. They're not really focused on planning. They're not creating a written income plan. They're not doing much of else but other than just taking your money and, you know, trying to make it more. That's what you see a lot of these online services are really only doing. You know, so that can be fine when you're in the accumulation mode. The problem is if you're on that part where you're trying to switch to distribution and start learning how to get that money and knowing the tax ramifications, all this other stuff, that's when you need a lot more skilled person, somebody who's a specialist, somebody who knows what that's like and who really just works with those types of people. I mean, that's what we do here at Heckman Financial. And then you also have to know what type of advisor. So if they have a term called registered representative on their card, that means they have a company called a broker-dealer, and that's who tells them what they can and can't use. So if you think about those red tool chests, you might have one in your garage. I've got one. And you know that broker-dealer is going to say you can use drawers 1, 2, and 5, but you can't use the rest of the drawers. So a lot of financial tools are going to be off-limits based on whatever that broker-dealer tells them they can and can't use. And then there's also just registered investment advisors. You know, if somebody has their own registered investment advisory firm, then that means they are truly independent and they don't have that broker-dealer relationship. Then they have a fiduciary duty to do what's in your best interest. They have to disclose lots of stuff. They have to disclose all fees and costs. They can't take commissions on risk-based investment assets. So, you know, you're going to get somebody who's going to be a lot more trained and a lot more really focused on you. There's not going to be as many conflicts of interest. So that's kind of the main thing that you want to be looking for typically if you're switching there. But also you want to make sure it's somebody who knows retirement. If they're not talking about a written income plan, they are not a retirement planner. They're just somebody who's maybe helping you save for retirement, but not plan your retirement. So our process here at Heckman Financial is really to sit down and have a worry-less wealth discussion. What are your worries? What are your concerns? If we can help you, we'll go to the next meeting where we'll actually show you, hey, here's the path you're on. Here's where things are headed. Here's some things that are great. Here's some things that are not so good. And that's up to you if you want to take some action or not. But again, it's all up to you. There's no pressure, there's no commitment, and no cost. So, you know, if that's something you'd like to do, you'd like to take advantage of that, you can either set up a time online on our website at wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, wealthcreatorradio.com. You can just text the word visit, V-I-S-I-T, to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Or again, go on to wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. Talk to you then.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.